Hello. Good afternoon. Good morning, actually. I only say that because it's afternoon for me. And sorry, my phone just buzzed. And I hope you could not hear it. And if you did, you know, that's fine too. But let me put it on Do Not Disturb. 1 second. Okay, great. So, hi. Good morning. How are you doing? First things first, I'm the realist. I'm kidding. I wanted to tell you what I'm drinking right now. And before you come at me, I just want to tell you that it's 5 o'clock in the evening on a Tuesday. All right. So I already had coffee today, which is no excuse, but right now I am drinking water. I'm like, you know what? Stay hydrated. I just took my vitamins for the day and I ate them with water. And I was like, you know what? We're just going to have water today. We're just going to stay hydrated in this fashion, you know, because when you take a sip of anything, honestly, water counts. Water is the most important one. And I hope that we're all actually making use of, you know, the water in the world. Like, it's not coffee. Absolutely not. But it is necessary. We need water to survive. And I'd like to encourage all of us to drink lots of it because it's important. I personally like to work out. That's one of the things I need to work on, is drinking more water. I don't drink enough water. I'm pretty sure that myself and lots of other people are operating on dehydrated bodies. We drink enough just to get by, but I feel like we're all on some level dehydrated. I know I am. It doesn't feel like it, but I feel like if I drank more water, I would feel, 10 times better. So that's one thing I'm trying to pay more attention to. But I still will drink my body weight in coffee. I don't even care. Somehow I put my phone on Do Not Disturb and it still wants to buzz. That makes no sense. Whatever, who cares? Yeah, so we're drinking water today, but it's in an aesthetic jar. It's in an aesthetic nice glass jar with like a screw-on cap. It's very pleasing to the eyes. Whatever, who cares? Okay, so let me tell you about my day so far. This morning, I woke up, right? And it's an ongoing battle for me to eat breakfast. Like, I like breakfast. It's a lot to make. I don't know. It's a lot of mental power to like get up and make breakfast in the morning, but somehow I did it. And I decided I was going to have, okay, well, here's another thing. I don't have many groceries in my house right now. That's one of the reasons why I don't want to get up and make breakfast, because I have to actually think about what I'm going to make, because I don't have many foods in my possession. Because I'm moving, and I figured it's kind of not smart to go grocery shopping and, like, fill up my fridge and fill up my little cabinet with, like, things that I can snack and eat on, because I'm moving, and it just doesn't make sense. I don't want to take it all with me. Like, I don't want to do that. If I can minimize bringing as many things with me as possible, I'd love to do that, so I'm just not going to go grocery shopping. It's always the small things that, you know, become the most irritating. And I don't need that in my life right now. So, long story short, I don't have many groceries. But I did decide for myself that I was going to make a bagel this morning. I said, let me toast a bagel and put some peanut butter on it. And usually I'll put like a banana, but I don't have any fruit. So it's just a peanut butter bagel with honey. And it was good. It was really good. And it gave me some energy for the day. And so while I ate that, I checked some emails, which is always a good time. And then I started, you know, writing out these episodes for my last 3 episodes. Can you believe that this is the 10th episode of season 2, Just a Sip? That went by really fast. We have 3 episodes left. So I was, you know, planning those and seeing what I wanted to talk about. And, I came up with today's topic, which is, it's going to be a 2-part series, because I feel like I have a lot to say about these 2 things. And I kind of talk about this. It's an ongoing topic, because I'm always growing, and so are you. So the things that I say are always subject to change. It's not finite, and that's one thing that I love about it. So today's topic, today what we're talking about, I wanted to discuss personal growth. And I said it was going to be a two-part series. So this week, we are going to talk about personal growth. And next week, we're going to talk about social growth, because that has been a huge topic of, just thought and discussion in my head for the past few weeks. I've been thinking a lot about, like, me socially and, like, friendships and what I need or want. So I thought it'd be very interesting to talk about that next week. As a part of this week. So yeah, today we're starting off with personal growth, which I think is very important for absolutely everyone. But let's talk about it. Okay. I'm serious. I want to hear your opinion too. So how do you talk back? Anyway, personal growth. What is it to me? I always ask myself these kinds of questions because I find it very interesting. When I learn my answers, because if you don't ask yourself questions, genuinely, you'll never know how you feel about it. Like if you don't say it out loud, or if you don't write it down somewhere or type it on your computer somewhere, you really might not know how you feel about a lot of things. Or if you don't ask yourself specific questions, you're not really prompting yourself to learn, you know, more about you. And when you do that, I feel like you're just more prone to accepting or following other people's thoughts or other people's ideas or how other people feel. And you might say, oh, yeah, that sounds nice, and then go with that. Like, I don't know. It might not be personal. So I think that it's very important, first off, to just ask yourself these kinds of questions. So personal growth. I was like, you know, what does that really mean to me? Like, what is personal growth on a deeper level? Well, in short, I feel there are cops and ambulances running around outside, driving around because they drive cars. Let me wait for them to pass by. I'm going to take a drink because this is so embarrassing. Ugh. Like, if they knew that I was recording, why would they come by right now? That's just rude. Anyway, they're gone. What is personal growth to me? I feel like personal growth, in short, is obviously like making progress in various important areas of your life simultaneously. Now that, in my opinion, is what's so difficult about personal growth. Everybody in their life has like different areas where they want to make progress. You have different areas of interest. Everybody's interested in different things. There's so many different ways someone can grow. There's so many different directions someone can grow. But one thing about when you're growing up or when you're just getting older is that you have to learn how to make that progress all at once. Like, it's very difficult to only focus on one thing without letting other things fail, like, or without letting other things, you know, go to the back burner. So, like, trying to grow simultaneously and in a balanced way is very hard for me so far. But let me just talk about some of the areas that are important to me, some of the areas where I want to make progress, okay? So one area that I listed is in my career, right? Now, I would call myself an entrepreneur, right? I'm an influencer on social media. I hate that word, but it's true. That's what I do. And it is my sole, like, area of expertise, and it is my sole area of how I make money, how I make income. I'm an influencer on TikTok. I'm an influencer on Instagram, all over, like on these social platforms, right? But one way, like the ways that I want to grow, first of all, they take a lot of time and they take a lot of like thought and processing. But I don't just want to be that. So I have to like set aside time to grow in this career and make it expand. Like, do I want to just be an influencer? No, because I have to think about, you know, my future, and I have to think about how far it can take me or for how long it can take me. Like, I really don't see myself being someone's favorite TikTok vlogger when I'm 40. Like, it just doesn't make sense at that point. So my life would have had to, you know, grow or change in some way in order to, like, in order for me to continue doing what I enjoy, but in a different way. So that's a big thing for me when I have to like think and make choices for my career in order for me to grow in a way that's going to allow me to continue to do what I enjoy doing. Another area that I'm focused on these days is like, it kind of goes into the whole career thing, is like finances and having a business / entrepreneurial brain. Like, I want to learn more and continue to learn how to like use my position or like use what I've built for myself to my advantage and not let it go to waste. Like, I have a very, I feel like my brain is very active in that way, and it always wants to continue to make progress. Like I'm saying, this is why we're talking about this. It's my brain is very interested in the business behind things, because a lot of the time when it comes to pretty much anything behind the scenes, like business-wise and numbers-wise and money-wise, things are so much bigger than they seem for literally anything in life. And I feel like that's very known, but it's not, I'm not going to say it's not talked about, because honestly, I've mentioned before that I don't really, you know, indulge in a lot of, you know, social media content. I don't watch too much of it. And so I'm sure it's talked about a lot out there. I just don't know. But from my perspective, it's not talked about that much what goes on behind the scenes. People try to shed the light on it as much as they can or as much as they're willing to, and to each their own. But yeah, it's a pretty, not hush hush, but you know, no one really openly talks 100% about what's going on behind the scenes in terms of, I guess in my case, like what it takes to build like a social media platform, or like what it takes to grow on social media in an organic way or stuff like that. It's lucrative. Anyway, another area that I figured that I was going to be interested in growing in was, I wouldn't really categorize this as one simple area, but I think it's very important for me, at least, to be a well-rounded individual. I always want to feel like I am grounded in some way, and I always want to be available for myself or others to like have solid input to give or to put into a conversation, or have something solid to bring to the table. Because if, you know, I was just walking around living my life with really no thoughts or no attributions or no like goals, or, you know, kind of like don't really know anything, kind of oblivious, that wouldn't make me a well-rounded individual. And that's not something that I want to be. So that's always something that I want to focus on and, you know, continue to grow in. Obviously, because that's why we're talking about this. And another area that's been important to me for a little bit of time is physical health. Now, this isn't inherently hard, but it is difficult to focus on sometimes. It takes a little bit to like actually get into it, I guess, like going into the gym and like caring about yourself physically. That also plays into mental health too, but I feel like it's hard to start, but once you get it, it like becomes part of your lifestyle, which is where I'm at with it now. It's just like become part of my lifestyle. Actually, something funny. The other day I went to GNC. It's a store for, you know, health stuff and like gym products and stuff like that, if you don't know what it is. I went to GNC And for one, whenever somebody like is talking to me at a cash register and they offer me like a program, I will ask questions about it. But if I don't really feel like having a conversation, I'll kind of just agree to it and, I don't know, cancel the membership later or whatever. They could explain it to me and it can go in one ear, out the other, and I'll still say yes. So I go into GNC and this guy, he's like working there, and I already knew what I went in there for. But he ended up selling me like a lot of different products, and I signed up for their membership somehow. I don't know how it happened, but it did. And now I'm going to be having products shipped to my apartment like every, like on a schedule, right? I'm like, I don't understand how this happened. I came in here for one thing. But long story short, I went in there and he sold me some like immune health vitamins. And I don't take vitamins. I only started doing this Monday. So yesterday I took my first like pack of immune health vitamins. And I was like, oh, this could be interesting. Let's see how it goes. Let's see how I feel. And so I took those vitamins in the morning after I ate breakfast. And then later on that day, this is going to be a little TMI, but whatever, who cares? We're all family here, right? So later on that day, I went to the bathroom, and tell me why. Like, I went pee, and like, it looked like Mountain Dew. I was like, that doesn't seem right. I'm sorry, but that doesn't seem correct. Like, that's never happened to me before. And I'm assuming it has something to do with these vitamins, because that was just not an interesting color. I was like, why is it neon? This isn't good. Something's not right. But you know me, I'm not going to take myself to the doctor until something is wrong, which is not a good mantra to live by. But you know, I've never been to the doctor without my mom, so it's not even concerning to me. It's fine. Anyway, but yeah, physical health is just something that I have always hoped to grow and improve in for me personally. Another area that I have just been in love with, I haven't really done much to move or make moves on it, but it's something that's been sitting in the back of my head for a while, is, you know, creative skills. I feel like I love making content, right? But I want to do something else that, because there are other things that I love. I love singing. I've always wanted to contemporary dance. That sounds so awesome. I've always loved like gymnastics and stuff like that. I'm a very flexible human being. I don't even know why. And I've always, always wanted to learn how to play the piano. And I feel like I would excel in these areas. And so at some point, you know, I want to, you know, learn to do these things. And it's funny, when it comes to things that are creative and like things that, you know, are an expression of feeling, but in the form of some kind of art or whatever, they are so time consuming. Like, you can't just pick that up and then, you know, if you don't get it in the first day or two, you can't just drop it, because that's not how it works. It's a learning thing. And so I think it's not scary, but I think the reason I haven't tried most of them yet is because it takes so much time, and I would have to manage my time differently if I was to start something like that. But it is always fun to think about. Like, you always want to stimulate your brain in some way, do something that you enjoy, because you know, you never know what ways it could help you grow. So those are some things that those are some areas of my life right now that I'm interested in, you know, improving. Some things that are kind of important to me, and you know, that's a personal thing. So if you want to improve, or if you want to grow in your personal life, you would have to like assess for yourself, you know, which areas that should be in, because it's going to be different for absolutely everybody. But long story short, I just never want to stop self-improving. I feel like if I was to stop, I would go crazy in some way, shape, or form. And I don't want to do that. So, growth is always just, it's always going to be an important thing for me. And I feel like it should be an important thing for everyone, no matter who you are. Because nobody wants to stay in the same spot forever. Like, it just, that's how you get unhappy. Change is the way that, you know, you make happiness for yourself. And it's just how you grow. But as I continue to, you know, make changes in my life and make personal growth, I always do try to remind myself that, A, these things don't just happen overnight. It's, you know, stuff that you have to work for and work towards. And it may not always be easy, but breaks are necessary. Because in the process of growing, in the process of all of it, it's like I said, it's not easy. And, you know, it's easy to get burnt out trying to reach goals that you've set for yourself or trying to make progress. So breaks are good, and they are not a bad thing. In my head, sometimes my head tells me, no, don't take a break. You don't need a break. How are you going to make progress if you take a break? Like, that just, no. Keep working. Keep doing what you're doing. And sometimes I listen to it, and then other times I'm like, no, I'm going to watch a movie. Or like, no, I'm gonna go outside because this is what I need, right? But another reminder that I try to remember is that routine and schedules, just, they help you achieve your goals. We'll get more into that later because, you know, for some people, it's not as easy to make a routine, or it's not as easy to set a schedule for themselves. And I feel like there are a lot of tools available to help people like that. I personally don't have that issue. I love setting schedules. I love doing all that stuff. And the tools that are available to do it make it so much easier. But if I didn't have those tools, I would find a way to make it happen just because that's the kind of person that I am and I enjoy it. But it's not always that simple. I'm going to take a drink. Oh my God. I love water. I'll drink another coffee later, honestly. Oof. Okay. So yeah, I always try to remember those things, just some solid reminders. But after I asked myself the question, I was like, what is personal growth to me? My brain moved in a different space. It moved forward, right? And it was like, okay, well, if that's what personal growth is to me, then Cameron, how do I continue? Like, how am I going to continue to grow? Well, I answered my own question to myself, and I came up with this. First of all, personally, I find it that for me, alone time works wonders. Like, it means so much for me to have alone time. We've talked about this. We already know this about me. Because having time to yourself, you know, it promotes that whole self-reflection, and it promotes your brain to think. Like, you have time to learn yourself and find out the things that you like, dislike, and the things that you want. You find that all out for yourself because, you know, you're by yourself and you give yourself that time to do it. It's a very integral piece to growing up, honestly. As you grow up, you come in contact with a lot of different types of people. And you're only going to want to, you know, be around a select few of them, but long story short, you're going to also want to have that time to yourself because it's so important, is what I found for myself personally so far. I mean, I'm only 23. That feels old to me now. It's not old at all. And I'm going to be 24 in a few months, which is kind of scary. But, you know, while you're young, I think it's super important to, you know, give yourself that time to grow on your own. And then you can invite other people to grow with you. But once you know yourself and you know, and you have like expectations for yourself and others, it's a lot easier to invite people to be your friend, or it's a lot easier to invite people to be in your life in general, because you know what you're looking for, you know what you're not looking for. But yeah, alone time is super important. And I also feel like people always say, myself included, people always say, oh, alone time is so good. Like, I flourish on my own. I blah, 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 blah. It is too good. I mean, it is good for you. But when it's too much, it can be detrimental, which I have, you know, I have experienced that a little bit. It's kind of like self-sabotage if you indulge too much in alone time. You know, too much of a good thing is, you know, it turns not good. So I think it's very important to have that healthy balance of alone time and, you know, social time. But we'll talk like more in depth about that next week, just because, you know, that's more of the social aspects of personal growth. But for me personally, I had to ask myself too. I was like, well, a lot of people talk about alone time, but that can mean something completely different for everybody. Like, what is alone time, you know? And for me, alone time, A, is important, and B, it's like the time I get to spend, obviously, on my own, regardless of what I'm doing. Like, I could be out shopping alone, or I could be out eating alone, or I could be seeing a movie alone, and maybe I'll post about it, and maybe my friends will see it and be like, he's not busy, he's like at the movies, or whatever. But that still counts as alone time because I'm unbothered. I'm unfazed by, I'm not entertaining anyone except for myself. I'm not, you know, really hosting anyone. I'm not just, I'm only focused on myself at that time. Now, I don't think it's a bad thing to, you know, want to do those things on your own. But yeah, for me, alone time is very, it could literally be me doing anything, but I'm just in an unbothered space, and I'm just like in my own space. And it's very necessary for me. And there's like two aspects of alone time for me, because there's that when I'm like out doing actual activities by myself, or there's the aspect of me sitting in my apartment alone. I do that frequently, but that also takes up a lot of, you know, time in my life. Like, I'm alone in my apartment, but that's the time when I get to focus on, like I mentioned earlier, like progressing further in my career, or like, you know, one thing that I like to do at home when I'm by myself is, it's basically a pastime. It's actually something I enjoy, is, you know, home decorating. Like, that's just, I'm alone and I'm redecorating my apartment and I'm having so much fun because, you know, I'm changing things and I'm going to get a new outcome. Like, my whole moving situation right now, I'm so looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to just being, you know, in my new apartment by myself. Like, my brain is turning, trying to decorate this place in my head. I'm just so excited because I know that it's going to stimulate my brain in a way that has kind of dissipated over the past 2 years, because I've been in the same place. And there's only so many ways I could change my room. Like, I don't know. But I am so excited. And for that alone time, so that I can just like flourish for a little bit while I'm, you know, decorating an entirely new space. So that counts as alone time too. While I feel like a lot of times when someone's like, oh, I want to be alone, you kind of just, your brain thinks, oh, they're just going to lay down in bed and not do anything. Or they're just going to, I don't know, watch movies or just basically just not be doing anything. And while sometimes that is the case, it's not even bad to not do anything, but while sometimes that is the case, it's not always true. At least for me, like, I'll be alone, but I am just being the most productive person I can ever be. Also, I do feel like I just don't make as much progress during the week as I'd like to when I am like having social time. Like, I can't do both, you know? I can't make that growth simultaneously because it's either one or the other. Like, I just can't focus on the two things. If I was to focus on something, I need to put my, like, full attention to it. And so if I'm being social, that's what I'm doing for the day. I'm being social. If I'm, you know, doing my work, or if I'm being alone or whatever, that's what I'm doing for the day. Like, I can't mix the two because, you know, then it's not wholehearted and, you know, you can tell. Like, either I'm not responding or just I'm not there if it's a social thing. And if I'm trying to do work during social things, then, you know, the content isn't as precise and like spick and span as I like it to be. So, you know, something's going to take fault. Something is going to, you know, take the back burner. And I don't like doing that. So I like to focus on, you know, give my full attention to certain things when I can, which is why alone time is so necessary for me personally. But yeah, so continuing to grow, I feel like it also takes, it takes a lot of focus, but, you know, you need to be able to set, like, achievable goals for yourself. And I've realized, like, recently, I have fallen off of that. Like, I've not been writing in my planner the way that I need to. And I've just not been focused in the way that I want to be. And it's like the reason why I've been feeling kind of just like stuck. I've been feeling like I'm kind of like in the same space that I've been in a few months ago. And, you know, it doesn't help that physically, like mentally I feel stuck, but like physically I am stuck because I'm moving and my move-in date was pushed and all that stuff. And so physically I can't move, which is what I need to do. And so I can't, you know, make the progress that I need to make because literally, like, I'm just in this limbo of like, oh, this is when you'll be moving instead of when you were supposed to. And so my brain just kind of got all sorts of like messed up when that happened. But it's not all at fault of moving. It's, you know, I just also haven't been as on top of my game as I usually am when it comes to like the whole planning and like setting goals. I could literally look in my planner right now, and I think the past month or two, I just didn't fill it out. That's 8 weeks, and that's a long time. Like, I can flip through. I have flipped through, and I see like maybe 1 or 2 weeks in between somewhere in those 2 months that I filled out like a week or something like that. But the rest of it is just blank. And when I fill up my planner, that is where I set my goals. That is where I, you know, set my, that's where I set everything, like my time, my schedule, that's where everything goes. And so if I don't do it, then I'm kind of just in this floating space and I'm not really making progress. I'm not going backwards, but I'm not going forwards, and I'm just kind of living. And that's kind of what I don't really like to do these days. I feel like that deserves further thinking on my part, but as of right now and how I'm feeling, that's not something I enjoy. I don't like feeling like I'm floating through space. I don't like feeling like I don't have, you know, goals or like things that I need or want to achieve in a week or in a day or in a month. Because when I don't have those things, then I just know, like, oh, well, you're not really making progress, really. So what are you doing? I don't know. So very important to, you know, set achievable goals. I say these things because they are things that I need to do as well. And I think it might help someone, anyone. But yeah, these are things that like I need to focus on or have focused on in the past and just fell off of. But it's something that I need. So, you know, maybe somebody else needs it too. But a big thing about like setting goals and like setting, you know, expectations for yourself is writing them down. Like writing them down, it just helps me so much. I feel like there are a lot of ways that people can achieve the things that they want. There are people I feel like that can do all of this in their head and stick to it, like without writing in the planner or writing it down in their notes or like using their computers or whatever. Like they can set these goals in their heads and just actually do them. That takes a lot of, I want to say, like strength and discipline. That's a kind of discipline that I don't have, which I would love to have that, but I don't. But there are people out there that can. So, you know, writing things down and all of that stuff, it's not for everyone, and I would never try to like force it on someone, but like that's what works for me. And I know that if I don't do it, then, you know, it's detrimental. Long story short, it is detrimental, and I'll waste a lot of time if I don't do it. It takes a lot of time to actually do it, but it saves more time than wastes it, because then you know what you're doing. For me, I mean, personally, then I know what I'm doing, I should say. But yeah, writing down goals and checklists help me so much these days. I don't usually write down like checklists. I'll write what I need to do and what I should be doing, but I don't really write checklists. But recently I started writing them down. I want to say a little bit last week, I started writing down checklists out of the things that I need to get done in a day. And obviously, like when I do something, I'll check it off. And it's nice because you get to see that you completed something on your list, and it's a very good feeling. You're like, oh, wow, I made progress today. It's a very mental thing. Like, just because you check something off, you could have done that thing without putting it on paper or without, you know, writing it down somewhere. But the satisfaction that I get, I guess, from checking something off of a list, I can physically see, like, wow, I did that, and I completed it, and we can move on to the next thing. I don't know why. It's definitely a brain thing. But they're very helpful. And so if you have like an issue with, you know, getting things done on time or with organizing your thoughts, and, you know, you have an issue with knowing what you need to do in a day for yourself, I mean, as opposed to like work and school and stuff like that, obviously that's set for you. But if you, you know, don't know like what you need to do in a day in order to make progress in the areas that you want to make progress in, a checklist is very nice and it's very helpful because it details the things that you, you know, desire to get done in order to put you forward in the area that you want to get forward in, and you can see it get done. Like once you do it, you check it off and you are happy. But yeah, so having clear goals is just so important in the area of growth, in personal growth, social growth, any type of growth that you want to make. Having a clear goal is just so important. But yeah, also, I mean, this whole episode and like all of what I'm saying just comes down to the essential thing for, you know, growth is organization. Now, it's easier said than done. I know this for a fact. Like I said, it's not as easy for some people, but there are so many tools out there for, you know, organization to help keep people on track. Like I said, what I use for, you know, to keep me on track is my planner. I got it from Target. I kind of want to get a different one. I really like this planner though. I really enjoy it, but you know, 2022 is coming to a close sometime soon in a few months. And so I'm going to start looking for a new one, but there are like websites where you can, you know, get personalized planners and like, you know, choose all of the things that you want inside of them. Like all of the practical things that you may personally want or need in a planner, you can find online somewhere. Also, I personally just like writing things down, but genuinely the, you know, schedules feature inside of your iPhone. I don't know how Androids work, but if you have an iPhone, like the schedules feature and reminders feature inside of there is actually very helpful when it comes to checklists. I haven't used it extensively, but I'm not a phone person like that. I wish I was, because I like the idea of just like having everything neatly put into my phone and, like seeing it there, but I know myself and I know that if I see something pop up on my phone, like in the form of a list or something to get done, I can literally just swipe it away and it'll be gone, like an eraser. So I can't really erase the pen that I put to my paper in my planner. So I feel like that's definitely a mental thing. But I wish I was that person that could, you know, do something based off of my cell phone. That would be so nice. It looks really nice and looks really put together. I'm actually going to try it because that could help me tremendously. And it seems pretty cool. So I think I'm going to try it in these next few weeks, maybe just transfer everything that I put in my planner into my phone and see how it works. You know, do both. Why not? It's a goal. That's a goal for me for sure. But yeah, those are two really good tools, when it comes to organization to help you, you know, to promote your schedules and promote your goal setting needs. Also, though, I feel like tools can, you know, exceed that of a planner or your phone. A big tool that has helped me, I don't know, kind of get on track when it comes to content creation solely, like putting things out on time or like in a specific manner of time. Like I've gotten so much better with uploading YouTube videos consistently, and I can attribute that specifically to having a desk and like having a workspace that is functional for me and like getting things done. So like that is a big tool that I knew that I needed but didn't really do until recently. Like I think I built this desk maybe a month or two ago, maybe, I don't know, but since I have had it, it just has exceeded my expectations. And I think one of the reasons why, like if you have a workspace or anything like that, I think one of the reasons that I feel so comfortable going into it and like happy sitting at my desk for such a long time, because I sit here for a very long time, is because you make it comfortable. Like if you make your workspace comfortable and like a place that you kind of enjoy being, you won't dread doing the things that you have to do as much. Like I think that my space is very comfortable. All of the things that I have here are very functional for me. They work for me. Like I have a speaker because I love listening to music while I edit my videos. This like monitor stand that my laptop sits on, it has like a wireless charger, so when I set my phone down so like I can record this podcast without looking at my phone, it's charging while it's just sitting there. I don't know. And I love just like filling the space with like pens, and you know, my planner has a specific place for my planner. And also I got this, like, this has nothing to do with absolutely anything, but I just want to share. I got this thing from Amazon. It's this pen, not for writing, but it has two, uses for it, for you to clean your AirPods. And I just have it on my desk in a specific spot. And whenever my AirPods need cleaning, like I enjoy myself when I use that tool to clean it. It's so much fun. Anyway, but yeah, there's just, you can put so many cool little things on your desk, and it's just, it's very enjoyable. But yeah, that is one tool that is very helpful when it comes to, you know, personal growth in whatever area that you are deciding to grow in. But yeah, making a space comfortable, it works wonders. It really does. But yeah, that prompted me to, you know, think of the question. I was like, okay, so I know how I can continue to grow, and I know what personal growth is to me, but, you know, what do I do when I fall off? I said, so falling off is inevitable. It's literally inevitable. Everybody has their ups and downs. I have my ups and downs where I'm like on my game. I am, you know, scheduling things on time. I'm following my schedule on time. I'm getting the things done that I need to get done, but that only lasts so long. Like at some point you're going to fall off, which I am going through right now. I think I did fall off, but this week I started, you know, doing my planner thing again, and I see that I've been off track, and now I know like how to get back on track. I'm just like getting my groove back, right? But falling off is inevitable, and I think it's very important that when you do, it's important to identify exactly what it is that's causing you to fall off. So that could be a lot of things. It could be a lack of motivation. It could be that you're just plain burnt out. It could be that you're in an unhappy situation, or like there are situations in your life that are just out of your control that are, you know, causing you to fall off of your daily or monthly or weekly routine, and it's just not helpful. Like I mentioned before, one of the things that's out of my control, like I literally can't do anything about it, is that my move-in date was pushed. Like I can't change that, and so it changed me. But it's really important that once you know, identify what it is that's exactly causing this to happen to you, that you find a way to not really control it, because you'll probably just drive yourself more crazy trying to control something that you can't control. But a way to mold to it to give yourself some peace of mind. So like, I'm not moving. Okay, I've come to terms with that. But, you know, I made my apartment as comfortable as I possibly can in the process so that I'm not like, you know, out of my mind in this crazy like environment. Like, I set my desk back up the way it needs to be set up. I have my bedroom good enough that I can sleep in it comfortably. And my espresso machine is set up the way it needs to be set up. So I have like the three basic things that I need to, you know, have a comfortable, not chaotic environment. But that's not everybody's situation. So like, just find a way that you can, you know, mold or just like change to whatever's happening and get your groove back. That's very important, I feel. Like I said, I think I said this. I'm not sure if I said it this week, but everything that I'm saying right now, it's opinion. It's opinion based. None of it is fact. It is things that I do think can help, and I have noticed help with me. So just my experience. But I also feel like when you fall off of your, you know, schedule, or when you fall off of, you know, what you need to be doing in order to promote your personal growth, if you give yourself, like, if you're burnt out and you actually give yourself the time to recuperate, you give yourself the time to get back on your groove, or like back to where you were by taking a break, that could serve wonders. Sometimes we think that we don't need breaks and that we can keep going, but what we really need is to just let our bodies rest, or just give the brain a rest. Too much stimulation is not a good thing. And yeah, just like listen to your body, just listen to what your brain is trying to tell you. I have an issue with that. I would call myself, although it's not a traditional job, I would call myself a workaholic in some aspects, which is, it's not a bad thing, but it's not really a good thing. So, you know, it's just things that need attention brought to them. And once the attention is there, actually do something to change and or fix it. But yeah, that is all I have for you guys today. I really enjoyed today's episode. I thought that this conversation was a lot of fun. It's a very good check-in, you know, a very good, just conversation to have with you, your friends, your family, yourself, anywhere, anyone, honestly. But if you're going to take away anything from today's episode, I would hope that it would be that personal growth is important, extremely important, and that you should make sure that you're always trying to continue to improve yourself, mainly because, you know, I think it helps you become more comfortable with yourself, and it helps you become more of an independent, well-rounded individual when you have these types of talks with yourself or with others, and you can find out other people's opinions on you or how they see you or just whatever. It's a really, you know, really good questions for you to raise for yourself. But yeah, that is all. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you don't follow me on any of my other channels, that would be so cool if you did. There's a link in my bio on Instagram. It has absolutely everything that I do. My Instagram is Cameron_Isaiah. Working on getting rid of that underscore because I just want to be Cameron Isaiah, honestly. But it'd be so cool if you guys could, you know, follow me there and, you know, keep up with me there. Also, if you want to leave a review for Just a Sip down at the bottom of your screen, give us 5 stars. Maybe write a little something, write a little message. I do see them. They are always great to see. I love reading them. But yes, that is all, folks. Next week, we're going to talk about social growth. I think I have a lot to say about that. So I'm excited to see you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.